Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong, bing bong. Well, ho, 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 Josh.
Ho, ho, ho.
How you doing, bud?
I'm all right. You know, I'm just like acting like I'm busy with all my papers.
Yeah? your new binder over there, looking all fresh and fly.
With at least 12 different photos of Patrick Swayze?
At a minimum of 12. You know what? I just 20. Googled it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was just like Patrick Swayze collage, and that came up.
Why, you didn't even make the collage?
Didn't even make the collage. I just like, nope, just steal this off the internet, just like everything else. Dude.
Well, good job, AI Vince.
Yeah. Everyone, this is Crazy for Swayze. I'm Vince Troia. That's Josh Young. We are Christmasing it up, if you couldn't tell by the theme song. And we have some wonderful, wonderful guests with us today. We've got the DeLisos, Ryan and Heather, here with us. How are you guys doing?
Hello. Doing good?
Hello. Okay. Very good. Very good. Excited to be here.
Dude, I'm excited you're here. Because we've been wanting to have you on, and we had one more thing to do before we closed out the year. Josh found that there is an episode of Family Guy starring Don Swayze as Patrick Swayze doing a Christmas carol.
Brilliant.
Hey, have you heard about this?
I have not.
No.
See,
I have not.
I haven't either. I am not a Family Guy kind of fan, usually. I've seen some episodes here and there. I had no idea this existed, but when Josh told me about it, it tickled me so much, we had to do it. He's been very adamant that we get this in, and I'm so excited we were able to do it.
Yeah, we don't watch too much Don Swayze stuff.
We don't watch much TV outside of, like, Patrick Swayze starring stuff.
The Renegades.
Yeah, like, he's on, like, The Renegades and The Beast and a few other shows, but, like, just one-off appearances. It's always a fun one, right?
I appreciate this. It's just like a little step to the side, dip our toes in, and just kind of see how much Swayze we can pull off.
It's just a little tickle.
Right? And being that Don is playing Patrick, we were very excited about it. Because like we've seen him in this movie called Powder Blue, where Patrick Swayze is a owner of a strip club, and he looks just like Bret Michaels in Bret Michaels' Peak. It's the weirdest shit.
God,
he's got like snake skin pants and a little vest on and everything.
What's
like that.
What's his name?
Velvet Larry.
Oh, yes, Velvet Larry.
Yeah, it's so skeevy.
Velvet Larry, that is classic. Classic.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I've been known to say on this podcast and in conversations with people that Family Guy really did Patrick Swayze dirty. Like, they turned him into a joke that's just roundhouse kicks, and that's pretty much it.
Well,
and Dirty Dancing, the time of my life.
Is that what they've done to him? Because I, like, the only thing that I've ever seen with another person playing Patrick Swayze is that Clerks episode we watched. There is an episode of the Clerks animated series that has Patrick Swayze as the new pet store employee at the end of the strip mall that the Clerks work in, and Gilbert Godfrey voices him.
Oh,
it was fucking nuts. We were dying. Nick Rorick found it for us, and it really, really hit a spot that, I mean, I haven't watched the rest of the show yet, but I really want to still.
He kept calling his horse different movies.
Oh, it was the fucking best.
Come on, Ghost.
Every time he talks, was it a different horse or the same horse?
I think it was the same horse.
Whatever the case is, the horse was named after different shits, and it was fucking great.
I got to tell you, when you guys asked us to come on and do this, and you were saying, oh, yeah, we're going to watch like a Family Guy episode, a little adjacent to, when you first said that it was like a cartoon thing, are you familiar with Squidbillies?
Yeah.
Okay, so that episode, and I know it's obviously none of the voices have anything to do with it, but the Swayze episode where the guy is claiming to be Swayze, but he has like no legs and whatnot. Are you familiar with this?
I've never heard of this.
Oh dear God! Oh, yeah. It is deranged and amazing.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh God! Another cartoon we're gonna have to cover on this bullshit, man.
Yeah. Plus a whole season of Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, God. I'll write a new theme song for that one. It'll be fun. Oh, man. Yeah. So this one is the standard cast, right? We have some guest stars, which I've written down, but we're going to be seeing Seth MacFarlane, Alex Borenstein, Seth Green, and Mila Kunis reprise their roles as the family members, like in every episode. But we've got Carrie Fisher, Phil LaMarr, Norm MacDonald, David Mazouzis, Batman, little Batman, Ken Michael Richardson, and Don Swayze in this one.
Wow.
So the guests are aplenty. And also, what's his name? Patrick Warburton.
Patrick Warburton. He's their neighbor, Joe.
Yeah, he plays Joe. He's going to be in this episode, too, so I'm excited about that.
Joe's voice. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Joe's my favorite character. That's what I was telling Mel yesterday. I'm pretty sure Joe's my favorite. I don't know why. I just like Patrick Warburton's voice. He's funny.
I like his voice. I think it's smooth. I watched that, what's it called? That Disney movie, the Emperor's New Groove with him in it.
Yeah.
That one rules.
Oh, man. It was like... It really got me because I'd never watched it as a kid and I really liked Eartha Kitt in it. Yeah. Like, it was one of those things that I'm like, I know she sings Santa Baby, but her as like the villain was great.
Amazing.
I loved it.
Yes.
Pull the lever.
Pull the lever.
Pull the lever, Gronk.
It's the poison for Kuzco. But yeah, this is just a regular episode of television, 22 minutes. You know, this came out in 2017, so it was post-9/11. Hopefully, we'll have some stuff in there. And it was directed by this guy named Jerry Langford that only directed Other Family Guy.
Great. Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's...
Narrow field of expertise.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, Seth MacFarlane, who cares? You know, good for him. He's got all that money.
Well, he's got a lot of money?
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume he wrote this fucking great fucking show, and now he's got the Teds, you know?
Ted.
And then How to Die in the West.
I heard that people like the Orville a lot.
Yeah? I haven't watched that at all.
And, you know, Soren Bowie works for him.
Oh, yeah, with American Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for Soren Bowie.
Mm-hmm. Get that money.
Wasn't he a part of that space show?
Yeah, he's the star and the writer of the Orville and the creator.
Wasn't that like his Star Trek?
Well, he made it as like a joke, but now it just is like a regular Star Trek, yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea.
He started his Star Trek with fart jokes, and now I'm pretty sure it's just like regular Star Trek.
Well, you know, I hope that's the future the liberals want right there. Fart jokes in space.
I hope there's some good fart jokes in this shit. I can almost guarantee you there is.
I hope so too. And I'm really excited to see Patrick Swayze as a ghost again. I'm just like, I know that he's the ghost. I'm just like, I love ghost Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, he's good as a ghost.
Do you think there's going to be any aspects of the movie Ghost in this?
Except for him being a ghost. I bet he'll try and move something with his mind.
I want to see the spooky hands.
Yeah, I feel it's like gonna be you're Roadhouse. Missing out if you don't roll something in from that.
It's going to be Roadhouse.
It's nearly all Roadhouse.
Yeah, it's going to be
just
all
just hard left. No ghost. Fuck that. Yeah, yeah. He's a ghost. But
he's just going to do roundhouse kicks.
He will roundhouse kick you in the throat.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Well, we found this on Hulu, right?
Yep, it's on Hulu. Every season of Family Guy is streaming on Hulu. This is season 16.
Episode 9.
Episode 9.
Hell yeah.
There's like 30 seasons of this shit now. It's like The Simpsons.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm interested in watching this, Josh. Is there anything else we should cover before we get into it?
No.
Everyone, let's watch this TV show.
A binary between love and fear.
How did you feel about a Family Guy, Josh?
You know, I liked it.
It was silly.
I mean, it's a silly show.
How'd you guys feel about a Family Guy?
I mean, you know, I haven't watched it in a long time, so there was a couple times I laughed. Definitely got me in a little bit.
It was a lot better than I thought.
I agree. I haven't watched a Family Guy episode in at least, like, let's say 5 years conservatively, right? It may be less, but it's like because it came on and then I stopped it before I got too far into kind of situation. So it's been a minute, and I forgot how rapid fire everything is. Like I mentioned off mics that it was kind of hard to take notes because by the time you got done with the sentence, then it was already two jokes ahead or something like that. Like it was so fucking quick. Yeah. But I loved them.
Did you have like a favorite bit?
I did.
What was it?
The Kanye canes. I thought that was so funny. Like, I loved that they had the little sunglasses on. I loved they were saying ridiculous shit. And as we're watching it, Heather even asked, like, is he going to say anything anti-Semitic? And I was like, oh, wait, shit. This came out before he was like that. I was like,
before it was known he was like that.
Man.
Question is, would they have crossed that line if they had been given the opportunity?
I think they would have.
I think they definitely would have. And, you know, it's unfortunate. They just nailed the joke a little bit too early. Had to wait a few years.
I like that.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite inappropriate joke?
Inappropriate.
Sign? What's the scene? What vignette?
I like when they cut back to a joke, you know, the first time, the second time, the third time, it's funny each time. Like it's less, okay, the Brown Family Christmas, they're listening to a slow Christmas song. It's not funny at first, but when it cuts back the second time, it's pretty funny.
How'd you feel when they cut back the third time?
Pretty funny.
I liked it a lot, too.
The third time with the carolers is pretty funny as well.
Oh, okay, so that was a question that I had. Were the carolers in the dream, or was that in real life? I mean, like, I know the whole show blurs the line, right? But, like, it seemed pretty straightforward that as soon as Patrick Swayze showed up, that was a dream, you know?
Oh, that's true.
But then...
I mean, you know, I wasn't even paying attention to that, but now that you talk about it, because it was this continuing theme, but kind of that, like, you know, Invader, the Body Snatcher kind of, you know, look like that.
I wasn't sure when it started or not, because I know it started before he was in his dream, and I didn't know if it was like, I don't know. Was he even dreaming? Am I making this up?
No, he was dreaming. He fell asleep drunk watching Christmas in Wonderland.
Yeah. That's where it started.
And his family had left him.
Yeah.
And then he just has a Christmas carol.
Yeah.
Christmas past is very quick, and then Christmas present. Then what was the future? Brian was farting out. Little Peter ghost?
Yeah.
Can I just, like, the one thing that was sidebar, when they first jumped into that Patrick Swayze Christmas and he fell asleep, I'm like, oh, man, Patrick Swayze is going to do something so Swayze here. Is it bad? Like, I wanted him to, like, roundhouse kick a kid or something. I was itching for it. I wanted it.
Any fighting in this?
No.
None.
I was surprised. I was waiting to see what the Swayze joke would be in this episode, if it would just be Roundhouse or Roadhouse, or if they would do something different. And they kind of combined Ghost and Roadhouse into the joke.
I think that was the first joke they did of they were like Ghost House, Road Ghost
Road Ghost
Road Ghost, and they had.
I want to see that movie.
Road Ghost.
Yes.
Road
Ghost. Fuck yeah.
All right. Okay. Dalton is a paranormal investigator a la Zach Baggins of the Ghost Adventurers. He shows up at a new roadhouse, an old roadhouse, and it's haunted. It's haunted by Sam Wheat. Would it be played by Swayze also?
Sure, why not?
So Swayze goes,
Swayze movie.
Swayze man, and he has to stay the night in the haunted roadhouse. Would it be blues music only, or would you want to have, like, the Isley Brothers and stuff like that, too?
I think you've got to have the 80s music, too, you know? Like, Raising Heaven in Hell Tonight.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Bring the right energy, man. You know, a little bit of treacherousness.
Why does that sound like that fucking New Kids on the Block song?
I don't know.
That also is...
It's 80s.
Can you find a clip of it? Well, I thought that the what's it called? Did you pick out the Carrie Fisher? Carrie Fisher. I didn't know who she was playing in this. Did you guys hear
the
her
teacher
all?
In the beginning? Ah. I'm a Star Wars nerd, so
yes. It was the teacher.
Yeah, it was a teacher, and I was wondering if they were going to do a Star Wars joke, and they definitely didn't.
She's just trying to announce that school is getting out early. Why was Peter at the school?
I don't know, but it was also the brewery. not the school.
okay. So, you know, all the subtleties that we just
weren't paying attention
to.
That was his work, not school.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, Peter's a child, so.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I like that he was playing schools out for summer and just yelled Christmas whenever they said summer. Like, that was, it was such a simple joke and it really got me. I liked it a lot.
You need something kind of infantile to get yourself in this mindset. And I think they're champions of just jumping from, and by that I don't mean like, this is my favorite show, but I think they started this trend of like, hey, we're going to jump on something and then move to something else and can't keep you off balance about what it is. Mm-hmm. So you don't get time to digest it. You're just on to the next joke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I popped it on just to make sure it all worked before you guys got here, I did chuckle a little bit when he's like, fuck you to the teacher. Gets a cigarette out. Runs out of the building. I'm like, okay, family guy. They still got it.
So there was that McConaughey situation immediately following that.
Yeah.
Like, I like...
What is it?
Like, yes. Okay. That's what I was going to say. Was there a movie that I missed that had McConaughey, like... What? Well, I know that he was doing the Linkletter thing with the Dazed and Confused, right? But the people in the back seat. Was he a kidnapper in a movie?
I don't know. I didn't get that part.
I mean, it was like so true crime crossover, though. I appreciated the shit out of it, but I just thought that
the idea is that he's spooky.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a given.
Got it. Yeah, no.
That's a given.
The Lincoln mashup with him in from Dazed and Confused was very, very silly.
Yeah, is it like do you think someone in the writing room is like, Linklater, Lincoln?
Lincoln later. Maybe. I don't know. Like, Matthew McConaughey is a very famous person, and those commercials are extremely popular, and they've been for a while. Like, that, holy shit, I'm just remembering now that this came out in, like, 2017, so that means he's been doing those fucking Lincoln commercials for damn near 10 years. Holy shit!
He still does it?
Yeah, I mean,
Still does it for a shit ton of takes, and they're just, like, pulling it out. Yeah. Whatever they've got on file. Okay, next one. We don't want to pay.
A green screen.
Yeah, green screen of a car so they can change it out every year for the new model.
He says he doesn't say any specifics. He's just like, I love driving a Lincoln. It's like a smooth beer.
Nothing makes me feel the wind in my hair like rolling down the window.
The only thing better than a ride in a Lincoln is a baby's butt because it's smooth.
He would say that.
He would.
I was trying to think of something creepy and inappropriate. That's as close as I got.
It's because it doesn't come naturally. It's a good thing.
Okay,
that's
cool. Did you like the joke about Grandpa bending over and showing his balls to everybody?
Because at first
I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. And then they just kept doing it and they kept doing it. I'm like, I guess this is kind of funny. Like, I guess. Like, I don't know.
It feels like on par for Family Guy humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
When all else fails, just keep doing it, just go to blind ball and dick jokes. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And the man has no shame. That is true about Mr. Peter Schmidt.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about him. I don't know much about his character, Josh.
Well, I mean, he's just, you know, he's rich.
Yeah.
He's an asshole. He hates Peter.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I got to bring something up because, like, we're moving to that point, which I love about it. But did any of you guys pay attention when they did the flashback to, like, little kid Peter and they had the pictures on the wall? His dad? What was with that long, curved kind of chin? Like, it literally, I'm like, is that Herbert? It gave me this kind of weird throwback. Did anyone catch that or was that just me?
I didn't see it.
He's got a weird chin, that's for sure. He's got like a Habsburg chin.
But it was
chin.
Like that elongated thing. And I'm like, man, if I aged that guy up, I think that was the pedophile Herbert. So it's like this weird kind of thing. And I don't know, you're trying to marry jokes into this world because I know we don't want to make him a kid of a pedophile because I don't think he even has kids in the show. Regardless, it was an odd crossover.
It made me think, like, what do I actually know about Peter's parents? I don't know anything. I know that Lois's parents are rich, but I don't know anything about Peter's parents.
No, I don't either.
I would assume that they would be just like him.
Yes. Why wouldn't they be?
I would assume that. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I didn't even know that Lois had parents, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
I assumed. Because, like Betty and Wilma, they got parents, and they show up every once in a while in the Flintstones, so why wouldn't they have parents, too, you know?
I think the parents show up every so often. I feel like, from watching it back way back when.
Thematically needed, yeah.
But I also get this confused with American Dad.
It's easy to pretty much.
Because I was about to say, like, oh, no, they got parents, and they're these parents. I'm like, wait, no, I think that's American Dad.
You know, Francine's not as funny as Lois, in my opinion. Lois is consistently funny on Family Guy.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
No, because I think she's a little more deadpan, whereas Francine leans into kind of the dumb thing a little bit, which is fine. That's the different brand of humor. But, like, sure. Lois has got, like, a little twisted side to her that's kind of fun. It's a little dark.
Do you think that that's the Alex Borenstein of it all?
Yes. What was the other movie she was in that we watched?
Well, she was just in Bad Santa. She was the Milwaukee mom.
Bad Santa.
Yeah, but, you know, like, she was on Mad TV and stuff like that, too. And that's where I know her most from, you know? Like, as what was, she does the look like a man joke, right?
Oh.
Is that her?
I'm pretty sure.
He looked like a man.
He looked like a man.
Yeah, that was funny. It didn't age well, but that was funny.
You know? I like the way you say it, Vince. He looked like a man.
He looked like a man. Oh, no. That's what she said. I don't really remember her from anything. She does so much animation, right? She does lots and lots of voices.
She's got a voice like that.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest part about her thing. I also found that she was in, like, the Lizzie McGuire movie, but those were the only things I had ever, like,
that
seen.
That is such a hard left. What?
I don't know what she did in the Lizzie McGuire movie either. I'm not going to act like I know.
I mean,
I haven't seen it in many years.
Someone called her up and was like, hey, we got a check for you.
Hey, here's do what you want to make some Disney money?
Are you still employed with Mad TV? If not, if so.
I watched the Hilary Duff movie, The Haunting of Sharon Tate. Have you heard about this at all?
It's funny, but that's like two of the weirdest things I could ever imagine crossing over in my head. Is she, like, serious into drama now or true crime? What?
I'm not sure. I admittedly did not watch much of it, but I put it on for just to, you know, get a little taste. And apparently in this movie, Sharon Tate is she's a median or something like that. And, like, the house they're in, there's ghosts in it too.
Oh, God.
It makes it sound like it may be apologizing or not apologizing. Like a deviated history. Like a Tarantino, like an alternate history or something like that. Okay. On the events of that night, and instead of it being like the Manson murders, it may have been like a ghost or something.
I mean, that's pretty ballsy. They're like, hey, you know, the pregnant woman who got murdered. Let's make
ghosts
a show
can't
about
murder.
That. Like, oh my God.
You know,
don't you think if ghosts can murder, there'd be a lot more murders?
Oh, yeah. There'd
How
be
do you
so
know
much
that all
murder.
The murders aren't from ghosts?
How That's are they not great just murdering point. Each other over and over all
just
the time?
Just saying.
What if that is what murder is? Ghosts getting in there and doing their shit.
You know, I hadn't thought about it. I had only thought about ghosts killing other ghosts. I never thought about ghosts killing people.
Okay, how would ghosts kill other ghosts?
You know how.
Like in Ghosts?
In the Ghost War.
The Great Ghost War of 2007.
Don't be a fool.
Okay.
Don't be a fool. Yeah. We just can't be deserters in the ghost.
Well,
war.
If you
want to
talk ghosts, though, like the Peter Farts ghost.
The
like,
Peter Farts ghost was great.
Was that not almost like the residual haunting with multiple Peters all, you know, like it
I told you there'd be fart jokes.
Dude, yeah, you nailed it. Yeah. There definitely was one. And I, you know, I really liked the actual ghost pottery joke when he puts Peter on the wheel and starts, like, molding him and stuff like that. And as soon as he starts talking, he falls apart. I loved that one. That was followed by him saying, is this how Jonah Hill was made? And I giggled a lot. It was very silly.
It's funny because he's fat.
You know.
Yeah, when this was made, he was.
Fart jokes.
Jonah Hill and Peter Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Dude, I thought the final joke with them dancing with
the working for the weekend.
The working for the weekend. That was the joke that kept on giving because it was like we got the reenactment of the Chippendales thing, and then we got to listen to Working for the Weekend, and then we realized that the family can't see Patrick Swayze or hear the music, so it's just Peter dancing with his shirt off in the middle of Christmas breakfast or you know, present time, and oh, it was wonderful. And that last 15 seconds, like you said,
dude,
they just,
I appreciate the nod back to the Chris Farley Chippendales thing, because I am like old now, apparently. And it's weird because I think about these things. I'm like, oh my God, that was hilarious. And then you try to make any kind of comment, people are like, who the fuck is Chris Farley? Because it's just, I'm out of that element with people, or people have not looked back at that kind of comedy because it's not something that's rolling through TikTok that's trendy or whatever. But I like those little throwbacks. You know, he's like, I'm old, you are too.
I bet it is on TikTok. I bet you can find it right now.
You know what? If that was trending, I would be so, like, blown away by that.
You know where it isn't?
It's not on the fucking, the Peacock app?
Yeah, if you go on Peacock and you go to SNL and find the episode with Patrick Swayze on it, they've removed his opening monologue where he dances with his wife. They've removed the Chippendales sketch from it.
Why? Like, the shit you could remove that was garbage on SNL, you took away that?
So they've still got, like, the white trash sketch or whatever?
Yeah, they still got the white trash sketch, but yeah, they took away the Chippendales dance. So you can't even watch it there anymore. You have to go on YouTube. Or what was the one site we found it on?
I don't remember, dude. I was just trying to figure out where we watched it.
We just watched it on Hulu on Family Guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Everyone's watching.
Dude, I liked this. I might watch Family Guy from time to time now.
From now on. I watch Family Guy every day now.
I'm a Family Guy fan, you guys. I'm going to get me a Stewie Griffin pajama pants set. Watch the fuck out. You'll meet me at the gas station.
You got to at least watch all the episodes that feature Patrick Swayze.
How many was he in?
It's multiple, but this is the only one where it's Don Swayze.
Well, we'll have to find the other ones, man.
Gotta do better.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we need to find them, but there's at least a few other episodes. And in order to find out which ones they are, you're going to have to watch all of them.
I'm going to have to watch all of them. Or if you've seen them, you know, dear listener, just write into our email at swayzepod@gmail.com. Let me know where they are and I'll watch those and we can talk about them. But, you know, I felt real good about this. It made me, you know, happy that Family Guy is still on, because if the new episodes are like this, they're still pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to, like, just long-running shows, the jokes are still there.
I like that the writing room knows that the movie Christmas in Wonderland exists, but no one watched it.
Yeah! It wasn't even, like, it kind of looked like the elves, to be fucking honest with you, but, like, it wasn't even a part of the film that was in...
It was Patrick Swayze standing outside in front of a group of children.
At the North Pole.
With a sack of presents.
Yeah. That didn't happen like that.
Describe to me what you think this movie looks like, knowing you've never seen it. Yeah.
Like, see, I was really excited because in Christmas in Wonderland, we get to see Patrick Swayze act alongside Tim Curry and Carmen Electra and Preston Lacey and Chris Kattan.
Don't forget.
God, all-star.
Yeah.
The child from X-Men 3.
Yeah, the one that was the leech, he's in there too. And it's just like... this weird fucking movie that takes place in a mall. And it's great. There's lots of green screen work. And Carmen Electra goes from black hair to white hair.
And what we now know is that Peter Griffin and us have the same Christmas tradition now.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, we do.
This is what he does every year. He watches Christmas in Wonderland. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Does it make you, like, feel seen?
It makes me feel dumb.
I thought you'd be like, oh man, I have a character I can identify with, and unfortunately
it's Peter Griffin.
Well,
I mean, maybe, but I don't think he's watching Christmas in Wonderland. It looks like he's watching some weird version of it.
He's watching something that's much cooler.
Or what lasts in our brains after really watching it, because you don't have
time. Like, what if there was like a Christmas movie, like Christmas in Wonderland was Patrick Swayze like doing roundhouse kicks and stuff like that too.
Like through Wonderland, like Alice.
Yeah, or like Santa, like it was like a Santa Claus kind of situation. Like Santa couldn't do it, so Patrick Swayze goes out to deliver presents and justice, and he's just like roundhouse kicking his way across the country as he delivers presents to all the good little boys and girls. Like that sounds like a fucking movie I'd be into.
It sounds like that's what I thought it was. Yeah,
we genuinely need more action Christmas movies because like there's nothing worse than watching sports with your family when you don't care about any of that.
That's what you think. There's this one movie called Christmas Shoes that is definitely watching sports with your family.
But I really feel like, you know, we need to start going either like Christmas adjacent or things like that. I mean, I'm all about bringing action to the Christmas.
What's Christmas adjacent?
I mean, not adjacent. Like Arbor Day? Okay, you know how people argue about certain movies? Like, is that a Christmas movie?
Or
is it not?
Yeah.
Because it takes place on Christmas.
Boxing Day is Christmas Day, Jason. Christmas. Don't be fucking stupid, Vince.
This exact thing that you're talking about was the subject of a Hard Times article the other day, right? And the list that they had posted included two of the movies that we've watched this month, and I felt a little attacked. I thought they were like, let's see what Crazy for Swayze's talking about and put those exact movies on here. And they talked about how sexy they were. Turns out we picked the two sexiest movies on the list.
Chuck.
So I was happy about that.
They were pretty sexy. There was sex in both movies.
There was anal sex in one of them.
Damn. Gosh,
They said it in the movie. They're like, get out of here, Willie. The last time I saw you, I didn't poop right for a week.
Oh,
that's what they said.
That's a lot of anal humor there.
Josh.
Horrible. Yeah.
I think it's time to put some numbers on this.
Wow, numbers. Okay.
Yeah, let's talk about some fucking numbers. How does this rate on your Josh scale?
Wow. Wow. I never thought I'd be asked to rank critically an episode of Family Guy. How about this?
How about that?
I should have expected it because that's something we always do on our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I've stalled for enough time for me to think?
Yeah, I mean, that's up to you, bro.
Okay, so as an episode of regular television, I would have to give this three stars.
Yeah?
Three stars. You know, it's nice that it has Patrick Swayze in it. And sometimes Don Swayze's even doing a good impression of his brother. You'd think he'd be able to do like a good impression of his brother, but he doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Do you think he's even trying?
No. I think that's the joke behind it.
I think. But we miss out on so much of the Swayze goods. Yeah. I mean, you're watching a movie, you get ample action,
I'm
violence,
glad that
and Swayze Bob.
Don Swayze got paid.
I'm happy too. Yeah, I hear you there, aren't you?
And I'm glad
Merry
that,
Christmas.
You know, like, yeah, they made a Christmas episode, and it's about Patrick Swayze being the ghost of Christmas. That's pretty funny. You know what? 3.5 stars. Funny premise.
3.5 out of 5 stars.
I wish that I didn't like it as much, but it made me laugh. The carolers, the over-enthusiastic carolers.
Yeah.
Funny.
I like their crazy eyes.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was the best part. The eyes were so just completely wonky.
No, it's like the Rick and Morty episode where they've got the...
Yeah, they're just dumb eyes.
The night people.
Yeah, they're just like...
You know, like wonky eyes.
Yeah, like they're just zombies and just... We're singing carols and that's all we're doing. We got in, we got hit up by the caroler people and now we're caroler people.
And they're coming out of the woodwork, it seems like, through the windows and all the doors.
It's just like everywhere.
Crawling out from the basement.
Oh, they've got Joe!
Yeah, the abduction of the other characters. Okay, spot on.
As far as an episode of
Family
Guy,
tip my cap to them on that.
I'd say that this is a pretty high-ranking episode of Family Guy. This is one of the best Family Guy episodes I've seen in a long time, possibly ever.
I was going to say there wasn't anything too offensive in it, but then I remembered that there's a phone call to Brazil or Argentina in the middle of the Christmas sequence at Grandpa's house.
And great-grandma Peter Schmidt says that there's too many who's?
Oh yeah.
There's too many there's too many, I don't know.
But yeah, it was right in the middle and I was like, yeah, this isn't that offensive. And then all of a sudden I was like, holy shit, there's some anti-Semitic stuff. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's funny that, that great grandma great great grandma Peter Schmidt is a Nazi. That's funny, but then it's even funnier if it's just all part of Peter's dream and that's not even real.
I also find it funny that, you know, like, who does not have that, like, older family member that's super weird racist about something? You know, like, everybody's got that person.
Oh, but she's
so much more obviously heinous.
I think the
that's the part that resonated the most with you.
I think the implication is that no, she's an actual I am not. Nazi.
Like, but I feel like that is a struggle. So many people, you were just like, oh my God, grandma, like, please don't say that.
And being the holidays, I feel like that's really, like, highlighted too, you know.
No, my grandma's a saint. She is not that woman. But there are those women out there and men and all the rest, but regardless.
But actual Nazis? I don't know. I was imagining that she was an actual Nazi and she was speaking in German.
Yeah, yeah. And being that she was a great-great-great-grandmother or something like that.
Yep.
I think that was the implication.
It hit hard.
I think it was. Ryan, if you had to put a number on this episode of television, how are you feeling on an arbitrary scale of your choosing?
Ooh, of my choosing. So it's like one out of whatever I want?
Yeah, whatever floats your fucking boat.
That's pretty cool.
We keep it simple at 5, but I mean, like, I don't want to put any restrictions on the way you feel.
No, 5's good. I like
5. All right. Out of 5. How are you feeling, bud?
3.75.
Oh, yeah. I think you're our first 7.5.
Damn,
it's possible.
Yeah. Why do you feel like that? What's taking away from the 4?
Yeah. I didn't get some of the Swayze jokes.
Okay.
And I felt a little like I should have, and I didn't. So now I'm like, I missed something on the episode. And if I didn't get it, they didn't do a good enough job making me know what it is.
That's fucking very good. Yeah, I like that idea. I think that if it was there, it should have been explained a little bit better. Do you think that it could have been improved by, like, spelling it out a little bit more? Because, like, some of the references to Swayze's movies were, you know, like, the pottery thing was like, that's what happened in the movie, you know? And it's like, I don't know if
he scooped her up in his hands.
Yeah. I'm being kind of
put her back together.
Rolled her into a ball and put her on the nail.
But
I'm being harsh and an ass, to be honest with you.
I'm just wondering. No, legitimately, though, because generationally, this might not translate to people. Yeah. I think it's
all my fault, to be honest, because I don't watch Saturday Night Live, so the whole dance at the end, I'm like, is this a Swayze movie or is this something else? What does Chris Farley have to do with any of this other than Peter's fat and they want to see him dance and jiggle? Like, that's funny, but that can't be the joke.
I'm picking up what you're laying down.
Overall, 3.75, only because I wanted to do just slightly higher than Josh because I agreed with most of the stuff and I thought it would be funny to be 3.75 because what's 3¾ stars? That's really weird.
That's perfect.
Yeah. That Amazon rating.
That Amazon rating?
Weird. And
Amazon
allows
you to do that? You can just do whatever.
No, I'm just saying you get those odd ones where you're like, what is this supposed to mean?
That's
true. 4 stars or is this 3?
4 stars, 3 stars, 5.5 stars. I don't know. Once you get half the stars into stars, it's kind of like, how many stars is this?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Did you know
I just looked up and I saw flame on things. And
I just thought that Ryan would want some context here.
Here we are. Here's the context.
This is impossible. Can't we just hire them both?
No. We've been through this. We've only got the budget for one dancer.
Yeah, but they're both so great, I can't decide between them.
Well, that's our job. That's what Chippendale pays us for.
I know, but these guys have been through hell. A 5-hour audition, 3 callbacks.
Well, look, if you want to give up your salary so Chippendales can hire both of these guys, that's fine with me.
Okay.
Okay. Marcy, bring them in.
This is the part of the job that I hate.
See, Ryan, the joke is that he's fat.
Oh. I get it now. Wow.
No, that's what your favorite joke is.
Barney?
Listen,
before we start, I just want to say once again that either one of you would make a fine addition to the Chippendale family. I know you've been put through a long, long audition, and it's been hard. But I think that in itself is a testament to how good both of you are and just how difficult our choice is. I wish I could just flip a coin and be done with it, but we can't. We're Chippendales. Marcy, music?
sure. But.
There's that size 22 pants.
Okay, the towel wipe between the legs, how did that have sex appeal? To me, that's just like...
drying off your junk.
Yeah, I'm just going to dry the gooch. Tape. Dry the tape and throw that towel. Yes. See, Swayze is just like resorting to the you know, thrusting action, and you got full body movement here from Chris Farley.
Yeah.
The worm.
Yep. Is the joke that he's fat? See, because there's actually way more sketch. Should we watch the rest?
Thank you, Adrian. Barney, if you could just give us a minute, we'll have our decision.
Oh, Adrian, you were great out there, man. I know, it's gonna be you.
Oh, what are you talking about, Barney? You got it, and you know it.
Whatever happens, you're the best.
Buddies?
Buddies.
They're ready for you guys.
Adrian, Barney, well, we've made our decision. But before we tell you, I just wanna say once again how truly difficult it was for us to make our choice. And to thank you for your patience throughout this long, arduous audition.
Thanks.
We're gonna go with Adrian.
I knew it, man.
I'm sorry. I just never wanted anything so much in my life. And now that I got it, I just can't deal with it.
Well, that's okay, Adrian, we understand. Barney, we all agreed that your dancing was great. Your presentation was very sexy. I guess in the end, we all thought that Adrian's body was just much, much better than yours.
Uh-huh, okay.
You see, it's just that at Chippendales, our dancers have traditionally had that lean, muscular, healthy
can't
physique.
Can't give the curvy guy
like Adrian's. Whereas yours is, well, fat and flabby.
Right.
And the striptease has partially continued?
No, Barney. No, Barney, we've made our decision.
Excuse me, can I make a point?
Sure.
You know, I just want to say that this guy, he is one hell of a dancer, you know, and he's got the sexiest moves I have ever seen. And if you're really serious about going with me, you know, it can only be because his body is so bad.
Thanks, man.
Sure. You know, but because on straight dancing and presentation, ain't no way I'm better than him.
Amen. You see, Barney, we considered the possibility that our heavier female customers might actually prefer a heavier man that they could identify with. But then we decided...
Even as I stood here listening to this, it chose me. I still couldn't believe it. Ever since I could remember, I had dreamed of becoming a Chippendales dancer, and now I was one. I never saw Barney again, but I'll never forget him and how for one brief moment he brought out the best of me.
Anyways, so it's somewhere between the joke being that he's fat and not, I guess. But then on Family Guy, the joke is just that he's fat, but then it's like, no, the joke is that he's dancing with a ghost.
I mean, if we make a list of the reasons why Peter is funny, obviously, it's going to fall into the kind he's fat. So, unfortunately, you know, don't condone that kind of humor normally, but you got to laugh because you know what they're going for.
Is
you know
traditionally Swayze, like, to what do you call it? Like value. Fat phobia and anorexia.
But still, Swayze's a goddamn gem. He's classy. He's sweet. He's like, yeah, this is my buddy. Like, oh my God. But love
up in like a dancing environment where he was like, where he was like, you know, this is what a healthy body looks like. This is my healthy body. And this is what all bodies should look like if you really take good care of them. Come on.
I mean, like, that's, you can have a body like that if you smoke 60 cigarettes a day.
You'll have to eat if you smoke 60 cigarettes in a day.
Yeah, if you smoke 60 cigarettes a day, you won't have time to eat. You'll just be dancing the entire time. You're like, ah, yeah, I haven't even drank water.
Slurp down some Go-Gurts or whatever.
Say, is there drugs involved in that? Been drinking some alcohol.
Just cigarettes.
Dude.
Just cigarettes.
Cigarettes and
you
vodka.
Don't control drugs, kids.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that is.
Now you know, Ryan, does that affect your opinion of the dance at the end?
It still gives the same rating, but now I get it.
I had never seen it either because I was like, I know the joke. It's just that he's fat. But then we watched it for the podcast and I was like, you know what? There's something more to it. I don't know what it is. Chris Farley's really going for it.
Oh, he's doing great in it.
Because he is doing the dancing better. And then Patrick Swayze's thoughts at the end. I never saw him again, but that was the time of my life.
I thought the voiceover was the best part. Like, it just came out of nowhere.
Well, it doesn't come quite out of nowhere because the slow zoom. He's got the dumbest grin on his face. And you're like, oh, is the cameraman just fucking with him? Nope.
Like, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Heather, if you had to give it a number, what would you give this?
Oh, my God. You know, I think I'm going to kind of land in, like, that 3.5 camp for this. Yeah. It was fun, but we're talking the Swayze scale. So there's a few things coming into account here that I'm laying against, and I know we're kind of stepping aside from the normal thing, but... Yeah, had me laughing a few times. Did I want a little more action? A little more nod to that? Maybe a little bit. I think it was left wanting. But regardless, it was fun. I had fun. I was entertained. But no, it could have taken it a little bit over for me, and that would have been it. But no, I'm going to say 3.5 because it was still a good time. Still a good time.
I feel that.
The only like vibe that I got of like the like fight guru sways is like when he changes the scene. You know, he's like,
what's that? Is it Doctor Strange kind of like?
Yeah. He's like doing a wax on situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So either Mr. Miyagi or.
That was giving me fight vibes. It was giving me Tai Chi. It was giving Roadhouse.
Yeah.
In that way, the training scenes.
Yeah. No, I feel that. Like, I agree with everything all of you have said. This was a nice solid 3.5. Like, it was just, yeah, I like sandwiches. I like pizza. I just like that. Yeah, let's talk about stuff we all like. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Do you want me to fix you some sandwiches?
No. No, I can get some sandwiches. It's Grandma Spry. Yeah, 3.5. I think it was a perfectly fine episode of television. I had a good time watching it.
Hell yeah.
Hell fucking yeah. But Josh, you know that, like, since this is a television show, it's not rated on a bunch of stuff, right?
Sure.
I did find some ratings, though. I found on IMDb, this was a 7 out of 10. Everybody liked it.
On what?
On IMDb.
On IMDb, you say?
Yeah.
On the Internet Movie Database. They're
According
doing television
to
shows there.
The Internet.
Yeah, and Amazon has it rating at 4.8 out of 5 for the season that it's on. So it's all season 16. But that's 86% 5 stars and 2% 1 stars. 1 stars.
Do you have what the 1 stars said?
No.
Well, they always say the same thing.
It's a different podcast.
Their DVD just don't work.
Yeah.
That's usually what it
is. This is a Region 2 DVD. I ordered a Region 1 DVD, or you sent me a Region 7 DVD, and I wanted a Blu-ray of The Godfather.
I ordered Season 16 and only got 4 out of 5 DVDs.
Dude, there was one time I ordered the anime version of the Marvel. Like, it was like a 4-pack, right? It had Iron Man, Blade, Wolverine, and the X-Men all in this, and it's all anime. And they sent me a broken DVD case, and it didn't even have three of the movies in it. It was just like one.
Three out of four.
Yeah. Wow, that's three of the four were gone, so all I got was Blade, and I'm like, this is what I wanted.
That's some shade, bro. They're like, no, you know what? I got such a four of these. Bummer. I'm going to give him one.
So you rated it one star.
I rated it one star. I couldn't even watch fucking X-Men.
My DVDs didn't work.
My DVDs weren't here.
They didn't exist.
That's what I said. Yeah, Ebert didn't see this.
How could he?
I wrote down for filming location. I wrote animated because, you know. But it's in Rhode Island. So.
They filmed it in Rhode Island.
I liked that Brian's shirt said Rhode Island and it was spelled wrong. That was fun.
Both words spelled wrong.
Guys, it's little things. It's little things in life.
Brian's voice sounds different than I remember it. It just sounds much more Seth MacFarlane talking at a normal tone than I remember.
Do you think it's because you've heard more Seth MacFarlane now, not on this show?
Maybe. Could be. Could He's be. A dog. Why did he go with Lois and the kids when she took them to her family's house? Why didn't Brian stay and watch Roadhouse with his boy?
I don't know, man.
I'm sorry, because they weren't watching Roadhouse. They were watching Christmas in Wonderland.
Dude, I don't know.
I love the idea of a movie called Christmas in Wonderland that doesn't take place at a mall. I don't know what happens in it, but... It
takes place at a roadhouse.
Yeah, there's some kids, you know, get stuck at the roadhouse, and Patrick Swayze's got to, I don't know, get a sack full of gifts and save Christmas.
This kids in a roadhouse situation sounds more like a horror movie.
It sounds more like Twin Peaks.
Yeah. I do think it needs to have.
Haunted or a scary horror Christmas movie and
Christmas with an action twist.
With an action twist.
Yeah. Most Christmas movies do have ghosts.
Yeah.
This one does.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only thing here on our Christmas scale.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What else is on our Christmas scale, Josh?
Santas.
Do we see any Santas in this? I don't think we did.
I did not see any Santas. I don't remember
seeing any Santas.
No, it's crazy. I don't think so
either. Yeah, lots of carolers and stuff like that, but it wasn't even like a Santa decoration, I don't think.
And Peter came with his sack.
Yeah.
Peter did come with a sack, but no hat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Exactly. Renounce capitalism. I didn't see him do that.
No.
He bought a bunch of stuff from CVS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did embrace family in the end.
Yes.
And in that way, his heart grew three sizes.
I agree with that.
Let's see. Was there a Christmas wish? Did anyone have a Christmas wish?
I don't know. Lois wanted to spend the holidays with her family. And Peter never wanted to. But then eventually, when Peter shows up, the whole family was there. So Lois kind of got her Christmas wish.
Uh-huh.
But it's a real soft Christmas. I'm not like trying to fight for it, but I'm trying to say that like we could potentially interpret one.
I mean, it was like it was really Peter centric, so you didn't get that chance to explore. It was more like what he was seeing from it. What was his Christmas?
And I don't think anybody specifically said my Christmas wish.
That's a great point.
Right, you've got to say I wish.
You have to lay it out. So
you
got to
spell it out. Yeah, so everybody knows what's going on. If you don't spell it out, you know, for them, they needed to spell out the Chippendales thing a little bit more for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have gotten it. And then they might have got four stars from this guy.
There wasn't like an ostentatious display of like lighting or decoration.
Christmasing.
It wasn't overboard Christmasing.
No.
And only the caroling.
Well, the caroling was a bit overboard.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it always?
That's a great point.
But they're also not a decoration.
that's a great point too.
But they also come to your home.
Or bar.
I mean, not anymore, but like.
I don't know what to make of it.
The concept is intrusive. Just like, I don't know, plan something. I'll come to you if I want to see it. Don't come to my porch. I don't even answer for Amazon. I'm not opening it for carolers.
Fuck no. I'm definitely not opening it up for carolers.
My brother-in-law sent me a video of a bunch of kids going around doing caroling, you know, but they're just singing popular songs instead of Christmas carols.
I did it all for the nookie.
Yeah, so they did Limp Bizkit. They did. I saw a Panic at the Disco one. I saw a Creed one that really got people once they got to the chorus of
Wait,
Higher.
How old are these kids?
kids?
I don't know.
That does not seem like kids' age that are going to be singing that kind of stuff. Like, I feel like that's well, like...
Well, I mean, I could be 25. I've got no idea. They're kids.
I mean, I get it.
We're all kids.
The kids these days.
But yeah, they're doing these carols with these crazy songs nowadays. And I'm just like, I can't keep up.
Breaking the mold, man.
That's what I said.
I can't keep up with these kids.
So where are we ranking, Josh?
Well, I mean, looks like we've got just Embracing Family and Ghosts on our Christmas scale. So that's 2 out of 7 Christmases.
Do we have any bonuses?
No, there's no bonuses. I've eliminated all bonuses.
Oh, I love it when you streamline it, baby.
Cutthroat.
That's a little Christmas.
It is what it is. You know, you can't win them all. Do you think there's anything we can add to our Christmas scale that was maybe represented here or not represented here?
Oh, man. I don't know. I think that we pretty much hit the cap of that. And this was like hitting all your basic points. If we had hit a Christmas movie, you got a lot more time to kill with Christmas.
I bet you one of those kids in that really quick scene where they're at the North Pole with Swayze had a Christmas hat on.
Probably. A hat. But I mean, if you're wearing a hat, you might as well be Santa. Yeah.
It's a bingo board, though. There was a hat. No, I don't know. I don't think we can necessarily throw him a bone just for that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fair. Well, I think that we pretty much figured out what makes movies Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not. But.
Well, we'll have to put it to the test now that we've refined the scale. The only thing left is the Swayze scale. Josh,
it didn't seem to strike too many boxes for me. Did you see any fighting or knives?
No,
thought there would be some.
No,
like positive masculinity or feminism or gender studies of any sort.
I don't really think so.
Peter just didn't. How about dad stuff?
Since he turned the cheek at the turned a page. He turned a new leaf. He grew. At the end, when he showed up with his sack and he pulled the goods that he hastily bought at the CVS out of the sack, I guess you could say that he is at least a neutral dad. Like, he is
trying.
The bare minimum. Yeah. The barest of minimum.
He's a family guy.
Like,
But I mean, it was dad stuff, that's for sure. And Mr. Yeah. Peter Schmidt as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you see a sick whip?
No.
No sick whips.
How about a road trip? We went on a road trip through time.
They went to Newport also, but we didn't see any traveling. So I'm going to say no.
No horses?
Nope.
It's crazy. It's Christmas. Show me some horses. We got dad stuff. We got class stuff with the Nazi gold. Athletics. Well, we saw the dancing.
Mm-hmm.
We can't deny the dancing.
Mm-hmm. I would call it athletics. So, let's be kind.
What part is the athletic part that you liked?
I didn't say I liked any of it, but there was definitely movement.
So, I like.
I'll give it that.
I like when they walked around. That was pretty exercise. That got my heart pumping real hard.
Give it the athletics.
Set the bar on the ground, Ryan. I know.
The dancing at the end was definitely
it was pretty athletic. I can give it the athletics just for the dancing. How about romance?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's like I said, it's not doing so good on our patented Swayze scale. I'm looking at dad stuff, class stuff, athletics, and a bonus point for dancing. So that's 3 out of 10 dog fart ghosts plus 1 bonus. What did Meg get from CVS?
A clock radio with a iPod port that was the wrong iPod because it's the old one.
Yeah. A clock / radio / alarm.
Okay. Your situation.
For an iPod.
You've never received a gift from your father before. He shows up Christmas morning with a clock radio with an iPod attachment for an iPod they don't make anymore. How do you feel?
3 out of 10 plus 1 bonus point on our patented Swayze scale. That's how I feel.
Oh.
Does he have a ghost with him? And is it Patrick Swayze? And can he bring the horse?
Can they see Patrick Swayze?
Man, I should... change it so that I can see the stats instead of the picture.
You can take the thing out of the back of that, bro.
Yeah, but what if it's valuable? What if this is the thing that makes it worth something?
We can just take it to an appraiser and get it appraised.
Hello, Mr. Appraiser. How much my card Patrick Swayze worth?
You can also just save that.
The emphasis is not on Swayze, though.
It's the horse.
Yeah. It's the horse.
What a gift.
Does it say how many hands high Tammin was?
Is that a common measurement?
Yeah, or horses. Horses. Get measured horse in hands.
48 and a half hands high.
Just not say how many hands.
That's a lot of
yeah,
hands.
Yeah, they were like, we can't measure these sons of bitches that are bigger than us in feet. No, we have to use hands.
Yeah, because you can't heavy, walk up height, the side of a horse, hands. You know? Gravity, so you can't do it. So you can only climb
gotta
with
use your hands.
Yeah.
All right. If you also know a fun measurement that we could use to measure horses or other things, write in.
A stone.
A stone?
No, a stone. I think that...
Just what you are is not a measurement, Josh.
I'm going to put in the disclaimer, measure from the front. Please don't get kicked in the face.
You're going to measure a horse?
With stones?
With stones. Snout to tail?
This will not end well.
You're going to take your 3-inch joint.
You're supposed to start at the bottom. Right?
Stack your stones.
Write in SwayzePod@gmail.com. We have Instagram and Twitter and all that at SwayzePod. We have a TeePublic that I am working on. You can search Crazy for Swayze and maybe you'll find the page. Josh is on Letterboxd. Josh will see why. I'm on Letterboxd at Vincent Troia. These two are on the internet. Would you like to tell the people where to find you, or do you have something to promote or anything like that?
I've got the least exciting because he does a lot. But you can find my paintings on Heather Deliso Art on Instagram. And other than that, I'm pretty much non-existent on the internet. So, Ryan, though?
Dang.
You've got a lot?
I do. No, I really don't really have much. TheLowCox.com. Or the Low Cox on the old Instagrams or Facebooks.
You guys just had that record come out.
Yeah, we got the album that just came out. You should go to thelowcox.com and buy it.
Contender.
And the physical copies exist now.
The physical mm-hmm. copies mm-hmm. exist. I have a bunch of them sitting in my basement that I want to sell to you, all of you.
I can.
Are they orange vinyl too?
They are.
I dig it.
They're pretty sweet.
Are they solid orange or are they like swirl or something like that?
Solid orange.
They're too, not. Yeah, yeah they're not like the see-through. Yeah, you can get all these kinds. I love it.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy you two got in under the buzzer for this nice Christmas. A Christmas time.
Bing, bong, bing, bong, bing.